The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Use promo code WMVP.
Tune in every Friday for the official Waddle and Sylvie Same Game Parlay on the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
21 years or older, Illinois only. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
The 4 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by Connie's Frozen Pizza. Pick up Connie's Frozen Pizza in your local grocer's freezer and turn your place into a pizzeria. Connie's Frozen Pizza, real pizzeria flavor, is in the house.
Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
WMVP, WSHE HD2, Chicago.
Chicago's home for sports.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's Miller time at Cody's Public House. Talking Bears and Cheeseheads on the Waddle and Sylvie Show. Listen on AM, FM, and app, or watch us on Twitch.
All right, it has been an eventful day, not just in sports, where we did find out that Justin Fields was a full participant once again. And he has been taken off the injury report. As Matt Eberflus said earlier today, he is 100%.
And so he'll play on Sunday against the Packers.
He is ready to play. I mean, like, 4 days ago, we were wondering if it would be Jordan Love against Trevor Siemian.
Yes.
And it will be Aaron Rodgers against Justin Fields. And then we found out today that Trevor Siemian is going to be out for the year, and he is having surgery on that injured oblique. So, man, things changed quickly.
Yeah, quickly. To me, this is the best possible news. A, Justin's injury did not become, you know, a major issue. Again, I'm sure it was something that he would rather not have had to deal with. But it could have been a hell of a lot worse. And to find out that the doctors have cleared him, he's 100%, now he can get back to playing and developing and learning and doing all the necessary stuff that is important for him in his growth as the starting quarterback for this team.
It's going to be very interesting now, this game. It becomes much more so than we thought it would be earlier in the week as we broadcast live from Cody's Public House in Lakeview. Let's talk to Rob Domofsky, who does great work covering the Packers up in Green Bay for ESPN. He, like us, is on the board for the Vaughn McClure Jeff Dickerson Foundation, and he is from Chicago originally, but he has covered the Packers for basically his entire life. Just a great all-around guy.
Yes.
Very, very plugged in, and he joins Waddle and Sylvie right now. Rob, how have you been?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
Doing better today, knowing that Justin Fields has been listed. Basically, he's not on the injury report, which means he'll play on Sunday.
And Tommy, he's probably already got 110 yards rushing against this Packers defense before he's even stepped out there.
You know, and Rob, we were discussing that. I mean, he's coming off the shoulder injury, and we wanted to know, like, does he run it less? Especially with the template of what the Eagles did and what Jalen Hurts did, that was the exact type of game of what Fields has been doing for the previous five games before his injury.
As I was sitting there watching Jalen Hurts rush for 157 yards, I thought to myself, like, we could see this again next week if Fields plays. And, you know, I like you guys, I wasn't sure. And, you know, then you see he's a full participant. So, I mean, it's not even a question that he's healthy. And, look, the Packers defense has allowed two of the top five highest rushing games by quarterback in NFL history. Now, the other one was Colin Kaepernick in the playoff game, so different players.
Yeah.
But it's a pattern here with rushing defense and rushing quarterbacks that they've just never been able to figure out and have never been able to solve. Even last year, when everybody was all excited that the Packers defense finished in the top 10 and they've got all these guys coming back, the one stat that I kept going back to all leading into this season was they were 29th in rushing yards allowed per carry, per attempt. And what that means is, you know, teams were able to get whatever they wanted when they ran the ball. They just didn't run it that much because the Packers were always ahead. Well, now that the Packers aren't ahead and teams run the ball, those yards per carry turn into a lot of attempts, which turns into a lot of yards.
How about the offensive issues that the Packers have faced this year? How much of it is Aaron's thumb and some of the other? How much of it is him not being on the same page with his receivers? Or how much of it's just, you know, Rob, that maybe the offense isn't that good at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little bit of all of that, Tom, in the sense that, like, you know, Rodgers said this week that, you know, the thing, like, I'm going to use Christian Watson, for example. He's got 6 touchdown catches in the last 3 games after doing nothing the whole year. And Rodgers pointed out, he's like, sometimes you just need one play that can turn things around. And for Christian Watson, that was one catch against the Cowboys, an over-the-shoulder 58-yard touchdown that sort of started this whole run. And I go back to the season opener. The first play of the first series of the first game at Minnesota, they ran that same play to Christian Watson, and Rodgers put it right in the breadbasket, and it was a, should have been a 75-yard touchdown, and Watson dropped it. Now, I'm not saying one play changed the course of their season, but one play sort of changed the course of Christian Watson's start to the season, which then means, okay, well, his confidence is shot. He's dropping the ball like crazy. So now we don't have Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs on the field at the same time, the two rookies that they brought in. And then you had all the offensive line issues, which, oh, by the way, they now have again with David Bakhtiari having an emergency appendectomy today. The continuity hasn't been there. You know, the thumb, even though Rodgers says, you know, it really hasn't hampered him, there are so many throws over the course of the last 6 or 7 weeks that Aaron Rodgers just does not miss. I mean, like, crossers to Alan Lazard that normally would be in stride, instead were 3 feet over his head in the game against the Titans. You know, and that's a third down that keeps the chains moving. Just things like that. So, you know, they all add up to where they are now. Now, I will say this. The other night, offense was not the problem at Philadelphia. I mean, they were moving the ball in chunks. They were having very little resistance from the Eagles' defense. Offense was not the problem, whether it was Aaron Rodgers or Jordan Love.
It is, you know, McCarthy was looked at as sort of a boob after he left. And LaFleur was looked at as a guy who really salvaged a lot of what Rodgers had left. But now we see a lot of the stuff, and people love to point the camera at Aaron Rodgers, and it seems like there's a lot of bickering going on. Is that relationship as good as it once was?
I'm going to say this, Sylvie, and I say this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, okay? It's not totally serious, but I think there's some truth to it. I said this after, I can't remember if it was after the London game or a week later when they lost to the Jets. I said this to somebody. I said, it took Rodgers 8 years to get sick of McCarthy. It's taken him 3 1/4 to get sick of this guy. Now I say that, you know, that's not just a blanket statement. I don't think it's everything, but I do think there's some truth in there when you look at the way Rodgers has reacted both on the field and in his post-game comments. It was after the game in London where Jair Alexander said to us in the locker room, "We just can't let one loss turn into 2. And Rodgers didn't like that because he didn't even like the idea of you bringing up another loss. And we come to find out that was what LaFleur's message was to the team in the locker room before we even got in there. So in an indirect route, he was sort of taking a shot at LaFleur and his leadership style in that moment. Now, I don't particularly think it's that big of a deal, a coach getting up there and saying we can't turn one loss into 2, which I think is a reasonable feeling. But Rodgers, in this whole, you know, manifestation and imagination and all these fancy words that he likes to use, you know, he doesn't even like bringing that up because he thinks it tricks your brain into thinking you're going to lose again, or some metaphysical thing that he's into that I really don't understand.
So what does the future hold with regard to Rodgers and the quarterback situation in Green Bay, if you could project? And how much of that future will be affected by what not just transpires on Sunday on the lakefront here in Chicago, but over the course of the next 5 games for the Packers?
Yeah, I think that's so complicated, Tom, but it starts with this. Aaron Rodgers is guaranteed $58.3 million next year. So we'll just say $59 million. is he going to walk away from $59 million? I don't. If he retires, he gets none of that. If he plays, he gets all of it. I just don't see him walking away from that. Now, if you're the Packers and you're ready to move on, you either have to find a team in a trade that's A, willing to pay that, and B, can absorb the salary cap under their cap. And as somebody told me, an agent that deals with this stuff, the only way to trade Rodgers is to trade him for someone with an equally bad contract, and they used Russell Wilson as an example. Now, the Packers aren't going to trade Aaron Rodgers for Russell Wilson, but that was this person's theory that you could trade Rodgers for someone like that. The other thing is, if you cut him, you can't do it till after June 1st. After June 1st, it actually becomes an okay thing for their salary cap. But I don't know that they're in a position where they're going to want to cut it.
Rob, I would ask you, you cover this team closer than anybody. Do you believe that Rodgers can bounce back next year if healthy with this group and some tweaks here and there?
Yeah, I do, because I haven't seen a massive decline in his skill. Like, he still has his fastball. He's still actually fairly mobile. He can get out of things. I just think with him, it was a combination of, mentally he didn't believe in what they were doing, with these young receivers, and then B, the thumb injury. So I don't think that this is a guy who is washed up. But it's going to be interesting if they want to move on to Jordan Love. And, I think as soon as the Packers are mathematically eliminated, they will play Jordan Love, both to get an evaluation for themselves and also possibly to try to entice teams to trade for him. There's just so much that's going to – it's not just we're going to do this so this happens. There's just so many dominoes that don't necessarily fall in order that makes this so complicated this summer. For this offseason, I should say.
How many different guys have you covered with Aaron Rodgers, if you know what I mean? How many different versions?
How many different iterations of Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, yes. Do you think covered?
Well, when they drafted him, he was the shy, I'm not going to let anybody inside my world Aaron Rodgers. And then when he got the starting job, he was the I'm going to do everything the opposite of Brett Favre, which means I'm not going to throw interceptions, to all the way down to I'm going to hold my Wednesday press conferences at my locker because Favre did them at the podium. Like, it was like he was going to be everything that Favre wasn't. Then he became the, MVP Super Bowl winner in the 2010s, 11s, and he became superhero. And then he started dating Olivia Munn, and then all of a sudden, and Danica Patrick, and he was more open, like his life, he let people inside a little bit more. And now he sort of morphed into this, I guess for lack of a better term, kind of a hippie a little bit. So I don't know how many that is, Sylvie, but it's, I think Ted Thompson said it best, and Mark Murphy revealed this when he probably shouldn't have during the whole standoff. He said that he's a complicated fella. And that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Are the Packers better off going to Jordan Love this season just to see what he's got sooner rather than later?
I think they are, but I don't think they can do it until they're mathematically eliminated. So if they win this game and win another game, I don't think they could. I mean, I think they would have a hard time, and Aaron Rodgers would have a hard time accepting sitting down while they still had a chance to get in the playoffs.
Wow, that is an interesting concept. Is Christian Watson the real deal? Like, every time I see him go out, I'm mesmerized by his athletic ability, but I'm terrified he's going to drop everything they throw to him.
The day they drafted him, I had somebody from another team text me, we would have loved him if he could actually catch the ball. And how scouts are. They sort of speak very directly and bluntly. But that has been an issue. However, he also does things that nobody else does. And that's just, to some degree, it's like Marquez Valdez-Scantling last year. He was the only guy that could get open running down the field, and teams had to respect it. And how many games did Marquez Valdez-Scantling have, like, three catches for 110 yards, And Christian Watson might be a better version of Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Mm.
On the Bears front, Rob, as we talked to Rob Domofsky, Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, and we've touched on Justin Fields a bit with his rushing yardage. Just someone who's covered the league, who's seen a lot of quarterbacks, Do you think the Bears have finally nailed it?
I don't know that I'm quite ready to say that, but this is as ready as I am to say that as I've been in a long, long time. You know, that's for sure. I mean, I'll be honest, when they traded for Jake Cutler, I thought this was going to be the guy who was it, right? And who was going to be their, you know, generational quarterback. But, you know, I do think what they've done with him is, and what Luke Getsy, who was up here for a long time, has done, has maximized his talent. I still think that they need to be better around him for him to be a great quarterback, because we've seen, I mean, Aaron Rodgers does not have people around him, and he's only so good, right? I mean, Tom Brady might be the only guy that was unbelievable with average players around him.
Yeah, what do you think of Jordan Love? I know that there were a lot of questions about him over the last couple of years going through training camp. I heard people say, wow, I'm not impressed. Yeah. And then I heard that there was a bit of a shift in terms of how people perceived him in this year's training camp. And then I heard some complimentary things come from some of the Eagles. So has he made strides in your eyes?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, after 2 years, I just said, you know, I'm not seeing it. But I also remember that after 2 years of Aaron Rodgers, you still weren't sure either. And there's so many parallels between those guys, you know, from the draft situation to, you know, replacing or coming in when there's a guy who's at his prime and winning MVPs. But the thing that struck me as the most parallel so far is that it was a late November game in 2007 in Dallas that Favre hurt his elbow and Rodgers went in and didn't lead him to a victory but played really well. And almost 15 years to the day, Jordan Love did the same thing in Philadelphia. And I remember walking out of Texas Stadium that year in 07 going, yeah, you know what, they might have something in this guy. And walking out of Lincoln Financial Field the other night was the first time that I could honestly say, okay, I can see it a little bit. Now, Jordan Love even admitted after the game, hey, look, they were playing soft. It was, you know, prevent coverage, basically. And, you know, I think they blitzed one time, but that was the touchdown to Watson. So it's not like he was seeing what he saw when he started the game against Kansas City, where they sent the house after him and he just crumbled. So I do think, though, that was the first time I sensed, you know, maybe this kid has a chance to be the next guy, whether it's here or somewhere else, for, you know, 6, 8, 10 years.
Yeah.
Hope you're wrong. Rob, great work. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, guys, I'm looking forward to getting back home this weekend.
Where do you have dinner plans?
Well, long story short, my son's got a high school basketball opener tomorrow, so I'm staying up here and just coming down real late tomorrow night.
Okay, well, good luck at the basketball
game.
Good
luck to him.
Thanks, guys. We'll be seeing you.
All right. Rob Domofsky, covering the Packers for ESPN. He's from Chicago originally. So that's the riddle that I've been asking you about. From the outside looking in, guys like Domofsky looks at their defense and says, that's a defense that can get carved up by a quarterback who can run. Fields is coming off a shoulder injury where you may not want to run him as much. So what are we going to see?
My hope is that you don't run him as much. That why would you put him in harm's way in that manner when you're trying to segue into a more balanced attack anyway? That's what I want to see. Like, look, if you beat the Green Bay Packers with a balanced attack, I'm all for it, and Justin plays really well. If you got to load everything onto his shoulders and run him 20 times to try to get the W against the Green Bay Packers, it just, to me, you're not accomplishing what I would like to see them accomplish, and that's getting him reps in a different environment.
But you're not asking him to stay in the pocket, and if no one's open, to just throw the ball out of bounds. You're going to let him run.
Yes.
If he's flushed out of the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
But you're just not going to use the designed runs that they were using as much.
Correct.
In those five
games.
That's
how I perceive it. And look, I think one of the best ways to protect yourself is to cut and run when you have to. Like, if he stands stationary in the pocket, he could be a sitting duck back there with the offensive line in front of him. So the best way to protect himself may be to cut and run. Just know that when you decide to tuck and get out of there, the first thing you should be looking for is the exit. which is a way to protect yourself to get as much as you can and get out. Like what we've seen him do is do the unthinkable and the unimaginable that you know, while he turns what looks to be a 5-yard gain into a 60-yard touchdown. How about you turn that play now? Just, I would rather him err on the side of caution. Turn that 5-yard gain into 10 yards and get out of bounds as opposed to trying to make that extra move, put yourself in harm's way as you're trying to score a touchdown. So I think that's the maturation process as well for a quarterback like Justin. I think it would benefit him quite a bit to put on the tape of Jalen Hurts, because I think Jalen Hurts has done a brilliant job of taking advantage of what defenses give him and his athletic ability, but not putting himself in harm's way too often.
This could be like one of those 70-yard rushing performances instead of like 180.
Right. Yes, know, like I said, instead of cutting back against the grain and trying to get the extra 10 or 15 yards, just get out of bounds and protect yourself for another down.
Yep. If you want to weigh in, 312-332-3776. Fields is going to play. Eberflus called him 100%. So this is going to be an interesting game on Sunday. We should have a great show on Monday to see on how Fields plays without Mooney now, too. How will Claypool play? Claypool should be thrust into bigger action. Who's going to step up for the Bears offensively? They're going to have to score a lot of points if they want to be in this.
These are all learning moments for the offensive coordinator who's not done this before as well. You'll learn more about him. So I think it's an opportunity for everybody to get some growth and some progress.
I am way more excited than I was 72 hours ago.
Well,
72
course,
hours ago, I was like, oh, this is going to be like on such a hate watch.
It'll be nervous energy for you,
as
you're concerned that he's going to get hurt. But
like those first few plays, I want to see on how he looks and everything like that. So we'll continue to take your calls. And then we've got we got to make our picks.
We love it.
Because we solved the mystery of the missing picture, the painting.
Yeah.
So we moved Like It, Love It. Well, we got to check the standings, see who's in the league.
We'll give you an opportunity to strut your stuff.
I don't know if you stop. Because I did not hit my love last week. So you know when you don't hit that three-pointer, like the Bulls.
I know what your love is this week. It's a double cheeseburger with no bread.
Yeah. No cheese either.
Okay.
All right. It's Like It, Love It coming up next.
What is up? Jeff Meller here with some football and football in your Caesars Sportsbook report right here. All right, my reminder to you, friendos, your first bet with the Caesars Sportsbook app is on Caesars up to $1,250. Sign up using the promo code RadioFull, that's Radio FULL, and then place your first bet. If you win that money, it's all yours. If not, you'll get your stake back as a free bet. I hope you cashed in with me last night as the Bills comfortably covered that 4 against the Pats. How about tonight? USC laying 3 against Utah in the Pac-12 title game. Heard right here on ESPN 1000, by the way. The Utes got the Trojans by 1 point earlier this year. But I think with the birth of a birth in the NCAA playoffs likely on the line here, I'll go ahead and ride the Trojans to a big victory tonight. And you know, I wasn't going to let this chance go by without telling you about a USA victory over the Dutch. It's plus 350 right now on Caesars if the U.S. wins outright in that first 90 minutes. No PKs here now. Just an outright win for the U.S. and Captain America, Kristen Pulisic. Let's get all patriotic, baby. Let's go USA, USA. Download that Caesars app today. And don't forget to use that promo code RadioFull. Open to new users in Illinois who are 21 or older. If qualifying bet loses, bet amount returned as a credit. Must use within 14 days. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER.
Friday, and that means Miller Time. You are listening to a Waddle and Sylvie live Miller Time broadcast from Cody's Public House. Stop by or listen live on the ESPN Chicago app on FM at 100.3 HD2 or ESPN 1000.
I like it. I love it. Just a little taste of it.
I like it. I love it. I want some more of it.
Like it, love it, just the taste of it. Usually at 4:30, but we solved mysteries then.
We did.
So we will give it to you now. It's brought to you by Keeper's Heart Irish and American Whiskey.
All right, go ahead.
Tyler, strut
your stuff.
Well, we were not on the air yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to hear everybody's picks. Well, Tyler, you were on the air.
I was on with Dion that day. So
we had to text him in, and Waddle, did you text him in before the segment?
Yeah, he got him in.
Oh, yeah, he got him in.
I mean, it wasn't advantageous, but I didn't make up any distance on you. No ground was.
You didn't lose any either, though.
Oh, really?
No, I did. Yeah,
I
you
only
did
got
lose.
One.
Yeah, you did lose. All right, so last week, Meller came away with 5 after going to the old Socceroo.
I never saw Meller his entries.
He texted them.
Yeah, they were all soccer.
All soccer. He also had the treasonous pick, too. He picked Iran.
I listened.
Against the United States.
The value was there. It was a value play.
All right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sylvie picked up 3 points last week. Waddle with 1. I got shut out 0-3.
Shut out?
Yes.
Ooh, that's got to sting.
So right now, Sylvie's got 34 points.
Ooh,
Waddle's got 28. I'm at 27. Meller's at 21.
All right, well, I got a touchdown lead? Is that what you're telling me now?
Yeah, you don't play defense, though.
Well, I don't know. I was in last place to start the season. And now I've built up a touchdown lead. Wow!
Was that a premature celebration?
No, I'm surprised by the lead.
Are we fading his picks this week?
I was just very.
It's not even that. He's trouncing us even greater in the. He's got
an 8-win advantage too in the wins pool.
My like for the week, the fading Giants are no more. I rode New York football teams. In the wins pool so far this year, the Giants are a fading, and
the Giants are a fading.
I have lived on the Commanders for the last several weeks. They're a team that have eked out wins, and they are a small favorite this week.
You were the recipient of good fortune in gambling last weekend with the Washington Commanders.
The Commanders continue to eke out wins for them.
You're right.
And they will continue to do so this week. They're a 2-point favorite in New Jersey against the Giants. I like the Washington Commanders.
Am I in second place?
You are in second, Waddle, yes.
My like is the over 23.5 total points from the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. I find it hard to believe that
that's
that
a good
Bears,
pick, Waddle.
Thanks.
Good job.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Don't touch me. I don't believe that Bear defense, especially without Eddie Jackson, no Brisker, no Gordon, I don't believe they'll be able to hold the Packers to under 23.5. So that's my like. I like over 23.5 the Packers offense this weekend.
All right. For my like, I'm going to go to tonight's football game and take USC minus the 2.5. I know Doug liked that pick. I like it as well, especially at that 2.5 number. So give me the Trojans tonight.
I was going to put money down on
that. You know what? That's a solid statement, regardless of what happens on the football field tonight.
Thank you.
Yes.
Always use your Trojans.
Yes.
The guy over here in the Bears hat was, he keeps yelling at us to hammer Utah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's big on the Utes.
Yeah. I love their tight end. Dalton Kincaid. You probably don't even know who he is, do you? No.
But he's hammering the Utes.
Hammer the Utes!
Meller, go ahead.
For my like, boys, it's a little revenge game. It's not a replay, but a rematch. The Chiefs taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, and you know what? -2, you get a chance for Patrick Mahomes to lay less than the field goal. Yes, please. I like the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend.
Really?
Visiting the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals have sort of been...
I'm surprised you didn't take the Netherlands, I gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Maybe that's coming in his luck.
That's his luck.
Yeah. We've got 2 picks to work with here still.
I told you how I feel about the Dutch.
The Bengals have had success against Kansas City. Isn't that like everybody's
big... They did beat them last year.
They did last year.
Big rallying cry?
They did. 2 in a row.
Hasn't there been an equal track record of them against the Titans? Like, they put against the Titans as well.
Yes, they beat them last year as well. They're just like peaking at the right time. Everybody was counting them out. And here they come, right at the perfect time.
Sounds like you love the Bengals there, Sylvie.
No. Waddle's like is my love. I mean, how could... It's got to be unanimous. How could no one else not go with the Packers over 23.5? I mean, I think the Packers could line up 10 and still score 23.5 points against this Bears defense. We love the Bears.
You mean play 10 on 11?
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers with 10 on, I think Jordan Love playing quarterback could score 24 points against our defense right now. No pass rush. The front sucks. They're injured on the backside.
You know how much this game always means to Rodgers, too. He likes to rub it in our nose.
Sure, and they need a win. They're desperate for a win. So I love the Packers plus over the 23.5.
My love is the Chargers on the road in Vegas getting one from the Raiders. Getting one from the Raiders. I think the Chargers actually look better on the road than they do at home. I'm not going to buy what I saw from the Raiders overall in Seattle last week. A little angry about that because I had the Seahawks. But so my love is the Chargers getting a point in Vegas.
It is amazing, though, every game for the Chargers just goes down to that final drive.
It's like Phillip Rivers all over again.
It's the same thing.
Yes. For my love, I am going to take the game total for the Bears and the Packers over 45. I think with both these quarterbacks playing, and even if Justin Fields doesn't run, I mean, Miles Sanders still carved up that defense last week as well. So David Montgomery could have a big day. I'm going to go with the over 45 Bears and Packers.
Now are you picking the Netherlands?
I am not. I told you. I only hate two things in this world, Sylvie. People that are intolerant of other people's culture.
And the Dutch.
So I'm not playing the Dutch. I'm all in on the U.S. Hopefully they can win. And that is a hefty payout, by the way, if you go ahead and lay the U.S. to a win. But my love is actually Tyler's like. And did I hear that correctly, Tyler? You said that a certain site that we're using is 2.5 for USC?
That is correct, yep.
I loved him at minus 3. You're telling me I get that extra half point?
Wow.
I absolutely love USC.
So you're not pounding the Utes like our guy in here was talking.
Thank you. I will pass. Caleb Williams and the Trojans, I think, are going to ride all night long, if you know what I'm sending out there.
No, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying?
It is a reference filled with innuendo for those who may not get it. I think USC topples Utah and secures their berth in the NCAA playoff. I love USC.
What about USA?
Not so much for Jeff.
I love USA too.
Let's go to Atlanta. Everybody is jumping on the Steelers bandwagon. Not me. I think this is the week that Atlanta, they play well at home. Yeah. They played well at home all year. They're only a one-point favorite. I think the Falcons win this game.
This is where I try to pick up a little ground on you. I actually like the Steelers in this game.
Of course you do.
Steelers have played better football the last 3 weeks.
Very publicly team. Very publicly team right now.
Are they?
I don't know.
This just sounded like a wise-ass response. Steelers, what did they? What was it, 24-17 against the Colts? And the Colts returned to the opening kickoff of the second half to like the 5-yard line. Steelers are playing better. Kenny Pickett's spinning it a little bit.
All right, good. We got a battle here.
We got a battle.
I got the Falcons. Waddle's got the Steelers.
It's a good old pros versus the Joes, and Sylvie has established himself as the pro on this segment.
Yes.
Yeah. For my taste, I am going to go to a little college hoops tonight. The game I was talking about earlier, Baylor and Gonzaga.
You mean the real game or the
rematch? No, the one
from
2021, yeah.
I was spun silly by that.
They are playing this game at the Pentagon in South Dakota, which is notoriously known as the best shooting gym in the entire country.
Like, why?
You ask any shooter.
Is the rim bigger?
The basket's bigger? It's something with the sight lines. They love it. Like,
snipers.
Duncan Robinson, it's his favorite place to shoot of all time. His total is set at 160.5 right now, but I'm going to take the over.
The opposite of, like, a, you know, one of the one carnival of
like,
baskets.
Or, like, the if you go to the Final Four and stuff, when you play in the football stadiums sight lines. So I'm going to take the over 160.5 tonight.
This in where, South Dakota?
South Dakota, yep.
It's a sniper's dream. All right, for my like, I also wanna with you. I think the Chargers getting 1 point. Are you kidding me? They're like Waddle said, they're always on the road because nobody supports them in L.A., so they're used to going on the road and winning. They're getting a point. Absolutely. The Raiders went over the Seahawks. That was fool's gold last week. Just for taste, give me Justin Herbert and the Los Angeles Superchargers.
I love the Superchargers. That's such a good nickname. All right, there you go.
San Diego
Superchargers. All right, there you go. Like it,
showing
love it.
Showing our age right there is what we just
yes,
did.
Yes.
That's it.
Like it, love it, just a taste of it.
Yeah. I got nothing else to add. You're the king. You're the champ.
No.
What is the wins total contest at?
All right. So Sylvie is leading that one. He's got 51. Waddle and Meller each with 43 apiece, and then I've got 41.
Who walked that ass down?
What's that?
What? So we'll walk you down.
It's been at 8 for a while. Is that what it is right now?
Yeah, it's at 8. Yeah, so you went.
We got time.
You're 3-5 last week. Meller picked up a lot of ground. He went 6-2 last week.
Yeah. What did I do last week?
You did well as well. You went 5-3.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think this is over by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, we're running out of time.
It's the first year we've done it.
6 weeks.
It's the first year we've done it, and I didn't really think it was going to be a big deal. I was super smitten about having that first overall pick, which I took the Bills, which has really not worked out great. But what was killer, and I didn't even think about, the Texans have crushed me. Like, having the first pick... Yeah. Boy, that last pick is just garbage.
That's a really good point, right? That you get that you end up with that the worst team in the league. And it evens out.
And I will say this. It's probably easier to predict what's going to be the worst team in the league than it is to find out which is going to be the best.
Well, who went second to last? I bet the Seattle Seahawks went probably second to last.
So I believe I had the second pick, and I had the Seahawks.
And that's what a great bargain.
Wins, yeah. And like, so if you're getting that out of your last pick,
who would have thought the Rams would be 3-6 and the Bucks would be 5-6? Not me, because I picked them both.
And I think my last two picks were both New York football teams.
My first two picks were the Packers and the Colts.
Wow.
And those have not gone well.
It's a really fun contest.
Especially from your perspective, yes, where you're sitting now. You're sitting in first class.
In this and in Like It, Love It.
Yeah. No, I know. Strut your stuff.
It doesn't suck right now,
no,
Waddle.
Have your burger. Treat yourself to your burger. It's going to get cold.
You know, I think I will. Then I'm going to go to a holiday festival right after this. Life is good on this Friday. Let's make our predictions for Bears and Packers. We'll do that coming up next.
What's up? It's Randy Merkin. One of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Sunday, it's the Titans and the Eagles. Here's my same game parlay. I like Derrick Henry, of course, over rushing yards. Jalen Hurts over passing yards. And I like the Titans getting 4.5 points. Same game parlay. Just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. I bet with FanDuel because it's so easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit, and easy to find your bet. And who doesn't love live betting? I sure do. Easy to place your bet fast in your game if you see a trend you like. And, of course, when you win on FanDuel, you get paid fast to get your winnings. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. New to FanDuel Sportsbook? Sign up today with promo code MERK for your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code MERK, M-E-R-K. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present Illinois. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issue is non-withdrawable free bets that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, we love Connie's Frozen Pizza, and as a city full of frozen pizza fans, Chicago knows that we can count on Connie's to deliver authentic pizzeria flavor right at home. Connie's means quality because their frozen pizzas are made with only premium ingredients. And whether you have a taste for their famous cornmeal dusted thin crust or their new crispy on the outside, soft and airy inside pizzeria style crust, Connie's Frozen has you covered with restaurant quality pies you can cook on your own time. Find Connie's wherever frozen pizzas are sold, like Jewel Osco, Meyer, and Mariana's. Bring home the best today. Connie's. Real pizzeria flavor is in the house.
If you're at Cody's Public House, great. If not, turn on your twitch.tv and watch us. The Waddle and Sylvie Miller Time broadcast live from Cody's Public House.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Final picks. We got to play the Yurko holiday parody song. We have a week left to get your holiday parody songs in. It's ESPNParity.com. The deadline is a week from Friday. Shout out to you, too, for wearing the JD sweatshirt. Always in our thoughts.
Amen.
JD. And that's great that you're wearing the JD sweatshirt.
Great crowd tonight.
It was a great crowd. Yeah. The entire Lakeview area came out to support. Cody's in Lakeview drinking ice cold Miller Lite. It's awesome.
Food's been great.
Meeting new faces, seeing old faces. It's been outstanding.
I've seen a lot of very friendly dogs.
Yes.
You know how I feel about dogs. I like dogs better than I like people.
And you're not ripping people. This is a dog-friendly bar.
Yes.
Yes. You're not saying that you're seeing a lot of dogs.
No, that's not how I roll.
Right.
I stand by the statement with nobody in particular focused on. I do like dogs better than I like humans.
It's amazing. Yeah, when Waddle's pet numerous dogs tonight.
I have pet probably 7 dogs.
Yes. Can we play this? So this is it's from Jason Hallsworth, right, Meller?
That is correct.
And Jason is the one that gave us the Tony La Russa song.
And he's entered before.
Yeah.
He's great at this. And this is probably the leader in the clubhouse. It's about Yurko. What is the holiday? Someone wanted to know what holiday song is this done to, Meller?
Now, this one is clearly not as well known, but it's to a tune called Must Be Santa. So it fits nicely because it's called Must Be Yurko.
Must Be Yurko.
Here it is.
Who always busts Sylvie's balls 7 days a week? He plays golf. Who buys a car when you wipe his butt? Who knows it all when it comes to smut? A chameleon, Johnny Handsome. Must be Yurko. Must be Yurko. Must be Yurko, the good kid. Who rubs meat all over his chest? Who loves Warren's Zevon the best? Whose calf muscles are a work of art? Who can clear the room with one big fart? Anteater in trousers took a blue chew. Anteater grew. Must be Yurko. Must be Yurko. Must be Yurko, the good kid. Who starts his day with a deep, deep lunge and pleasures himself when he's in the tub? Who then goes and watches the weather, but not to find out if he needs a sweater? Deep, deep lunge in the tub, lots of fun, rub, 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 even better to the weather. Must be Yurko, gotta be Yurko. Hey, that's Johnny the good kid.
Fabulous. Well done. As Johnny did point out, though, the tub reference, not 100% accurate.
Well, right. The shower could be in the tub, but it rhymes better.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He talked about, and all the references are from shows, and the weather reference and the shower reference, in this case, the tub, is from Crosstalk Unhinged. If you're not listening to Crosstalk Unhinged, you're missing out. Download it on the ESPN Chicago app. So good, Jason.
Yeah, that was well done.
Probably the leader in the clubhouse. It is wide open to win, though. You've got a pinball machine.
$7,000 worth.
Yes, from Stern Pinball. Check it out, ESPNParody.com to enter. Awesome.
How many entries have we gotten total at this point?
I would guess, we got a bunch today, actually. I would guess in the neighborhood of 100.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. Really?
Yeah. What percentage of them, Meller and Tyler, are actually decent?
5%? 13%.
13%.
Okay, that's fair. Well, we're gaining ground.
Yeah.
We're getting...
Don't make me cancel this contest next year.
We're getting better here. Next week, I think we're going to play a lot of good ones. Get to work on these this weekend, ESPNParody.com. Waddle? What's your final score this weekend?
I'm going to go Green Bay Packers 27, Chicago Bears 23.
Okay. I've got 41-29
wow.
Packers.
Holy moly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of points.
It's a lot. Well, the defense stinks.
It does. That's still a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. But
Tyler, what do you have?
I like the Packers 37-28.
Wow, that's a lot of points, too. Like the over's getting hammered.
Yeah,
already hammering the over.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Supposed to be a fairly nice day, too, isn't it?
I think so. Meller, what do you got?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. While I cannot wait to unveil it at 11:58 on Sunday's pregame show with Dion Miller.
Great. Yeah. And remember, as Meller said, this is a great weekend. If you have a family, get rid of them, because there's so many great sports out there that you're going to want to sit on your ass and watch from your couch.
Yeah, they're going to be demanding.
Did I describe that correctly?
Yeah, they're going to be demanding lots of your time.
I put money down on Team USA, by the way, too, to win.
USA!
USA! USA! USA!
All right, now we got to get ready for USC.
All right, USC against Utah coming up next. Thank you, guys, and thank you to everyone in Miller Lite for joining us today. For Tyler and Waddle and Meller, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend.